Woke up in the morning.
Let's begin with a new segment, sure to win your hearts and minds over the next few years.
On the radio. Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West. Good morning.
This is Virgin Mornings.
Radiated through space.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Your new morning show.
Morning show.
Yes! Friday!
Aha!
Holy. Yeah, just producer Jesse's like clapping.
Yeah.
Round of applause for sure. Here we are.
Man, it's been a weird week. The weather, the fact that there's no school
yet.
And that it got pushed back a day, and there was no the X leading up to it and Labor Day, and then it's just been odd. Everybody's been a little off.
Been wearing hoodies.
If you're feeling a bit off, we're all wearing hoodies today in the studio. If you're feeling a bit off today, that's all right. Go ahead and feel off. That's what happens. But we got the weekend to reset. Get back at it next Monday. For now, let's just not do anything.
No,
right?
I agree.
We'll just chill.
Just be cozy.
How about we check in with the crew? TJ, what's on your mind?
Guys, it's happening. My girlfriend Val last night said, "Hey, how about we go to an apple orchard this weekend?"
Oh no!
What's wrong with that?
Looks like I got a big, exciting, sexy weekend ahead of me.
That's so cute.
Here's something you need to know: men hate it. We hate it.
Why?
We love the free apples. But we don't like them.
Yeah, I hate going out into the nice outdoors and having fun.
We're going for one specific reason, and that is sex. Frankly,
okay. Like
the rest of that, it is. That's the reason we're going.
Why can't you just be a human that wants to have a good time?
It's not because of sex.
Yeah. So here's the thing, TJ. If I gave you the opportunity for the weekend alone, okay, go to an apple orchard or play video games all weekend. What are you thinking?
Can I play a video game where I'm at an apple orchard?
Val might be listening. We know what the answer
is. Can't wait, baby. It's going to be fun.
No guy's like, get me on that hayride. I'm in.
Jess? Yeah, I love my hay fever acting.
I got big news for you guys.
What's up?
Steph Curry's coming to the Raptors.
No, you think
here we go.
It's going to start rumors here on Virgin Radio. No, there was a bunch of footage of like Steph Curry just playing and hanging out at Drake's mega mansion, $100 million house up the road on Brattle Path. He was in town. They were just like shooting hoops. And Drake's really good. I also am talking about this for one reason. Drake looking thick.
Is he?
Drake looks so
thick
good.
Daddy.
Yeah, he's like, he is putting on some muscle and some weight. He looks happy.
I know you're hitting on him to get into his house. He's not going to hear this.
Don't know that.
He's not going to hear this.
You don't know that.
Producer Jesse?
Bye.
I also wanted to talk about the Raptors, but I wanted to talk about the fact that the Raptors play tonight.
Woo!
And it's game seven. And hopefully they win. And for everybody out there, the start is 9 p.m.
Yes.
Oh, they have a new start time, so 9 p.m. tonight.
Everybody thought it was a 1 p.m. start because that's initially what it was going to be. But this is a prime. I mean, that game six was such a good game that all the American broadcasters were like, fine, we'll put a Canadian team in prime time.
There's nothing they hate more than the Raptors doing well or being entertaining.
Oh, yeah.
They always sleep on the Raptors.
Absolutely. So, Raptors tonight versus the Celtics, 9 o'clock, which means you're going to have a late night.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
The Toronto sign has disappeared from City Hall. Where did it go? A mystery?
No, you have the answer, I bet.
No. Yeah, I do have the answer, guys. The Toronto sign is being deconstructed. It's going to be replaced with a more durable version. The new installment should be up next week. So this was initially built as a temporary structure for the 2015 Toronto Pan American and Para Pan American Games. It was only meant to last a few weeks, and then everyone's like, hey, this thing looks pretty neat.
Yeah.
And then a whole bunch of people from around the world started taking pictures with it, and everyone's like, let's just keep it. But it wasn't permanent. So now they're putting
it.
No. But it was crazy, even like during the Raptors parade, there was people like climbing on it and whatnot, and they had to keep kicking people off it because the thing isn't as durable as you think it is.
It's rowdy.
Yeah. It's also going to be quite expensive to replace, but let's ignore that and focus on the good.
Yeah, and also, people are complaining about the price tag, but you remember, the pandemic's going to be over one day, and then we're going to have to welcome tourists back, and that's going to be something that pulls them in.
Yeah. People love the sign.
I mean, that's really valid. I have nothing sauce to say. Okay.
The top baby names of the year were revealed, and Keanu was near the top.
Love it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have a lot of time for that. So the most popular names of the year, Olivia leading the pack for girls,
cute.
Beating out Emma, who's now number two and has reigned for the past 5 years.
Emma has been number one for the past 5 years?
Yep. Not anymore.
It's like a cyclical thing. My best friend's name is Emma, which was a really popular name in the late 80s, and then it resurfaced in like the early 2000s, and now it's back. Yeah.
Okay.
Don't get too used to like older names resurfacing though, because the name Karen is apparently down quite a bit in popularity. Dropped from 637th to 660th. What does that mean? That 438 girls born in the U.S. last year were named Karen.
That's oh. it. That's By the it. Way, have you ever met a baby Karen? Like, our boss's name is Karen.
Yeah.
So forever, she cool. that name, yeah, she's cool. But I've never met a Karen who's a child.
See, like, I like older names. Like, I like it, when I have a daughter, I'd like love to have part of her name is Anne, which I think is cute.
Yeah.
But I think if all the Karen stuff wasn't, like, Karen memes weren't around, I think it is a really cute name. Nice. Yeah, baby Karen, yeah. Little Care Bear.
Guys, if we play this very carefully, we can get Jax to name her child after our boss, Karen.
Would she be Karen Jr. at that point, then?
Yeah, KJ.
There's only one Karen.
Oh, it works so well.
It does. By the way, Liam tops the boys list for a third year in a row. Also, Noah, Oliver, William, and Elijah are in there as well. Hey, you want to see something fun? Go into a Dollarama and go down the aisles, because apparently they're already selling Christmas decorations. This is no surprise, as Dollarama normally leads the way on putting things up way too early, but it's still like, come on, man.
Don't worry, they'll have sunscreen up in January.
Yeah.
You know what, though? Shout out to Dollarama, because it gave us a promise of the future.
Yep, they're dreamers.
You know what I mean? At least they're like, this. The pandemic is raging, but at least we are going to have Christmas.
It's a good reminder, too, that at some point you're going to have to start thinking about gifts.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you know, I know, right? Dollarama's doing us a favor. Yeah.
You get a gift card. You get a gift card. You get a gift card. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Some awesome news about Sneaky D's, because we'd heard that there was a proposal for 419, 421, 423, 429, and 431 College Street to be redeveloped into a condo.
Yeah, which is pretty common in the downtown area.
Right. Those addresses are, well, at least one of them is Sneaky D's. And that would not have been good. And you need multiple addresses, obviously, to build a condo. Now, Mayor John Tory has come out and said, these things take a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Any changes are a few years away. And he has publicly expressed, along with Councillor Mike Layton, their desire for the institution to stay as is. Now, I don't know how that works. I don't know how in 3 or 4 years, when they start building this thing, you can keep Sneaky D's just there.
Yeah.
You know, because they normally, like, it's almost like a bomb goes off, right? Like, they, like, literally, they dig it all up.
Yeah.
And
start
so,
over.
So, eventually, they're going to have to. So, here's the question. Honest truth. If you were to take the inside of Sneaky's, so you take the bar, you take the tables, you take the graffiti on the bathrooms, and to transport them to another location close by, would it still be the same? Because you may have to look at doing that.
My gut says no. Because, like, it's not just the outs or the inside. It's also the outside. It's the vibe. Like, right where you are.
Right. Right. On like that corner.
Yeah. See, when I read that, I understood it as, like, what they wanted to do with Cruise, which was, like, you know.
Cruise and Tangos,
yeah,
right?
Cruise and Tangos in the Village.
So, explain for anybody who's not been there.
So, Cruise and Tangos, incredible, you know, gay and drag dance bar. Queer space, just super wonderful, and it's been there for ages. And what they wanted to do was they wanted to, the city wanted to have a condo built there, and then they were going to actually give space to Cruise as well to, like, redo a place. So I thought that that's what they wanted to do with Sneaks, was, like, build a condo but have, like, a new Sneaks in the basement.
What do you do when you're building the condo, though,
exactly,
right? It takes a couple years. So,
a, like, Sneaks pop-up?
That would be good.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Sneaks food truck. Cute.
At this point, they could franchise that restaurant. It's so popular downtown. Like, you could just take that and, like, you know how the Drake Hotel's got one in Prince Edward County?
Yeah, Prince Edward,
you could put a Sneaky D's in Prince Edward County, and all of us, like, the hipsters would be out there.
You can move a lot of things. You can move, like you said, the graffiti. You can move the nachos. You can move the space. You can move the bars. You can't move the scent, guys. You can't
there
move the scent.
There is the scent?
Yeah, there's a scent to the basement. There's a scent.
You walk down in that basement.
Yeah.
And
guys.
Take a big sniff and you just know you're home.
Yeah. You can find a leaky basement pretty well everywhere.
It's not. It's not that it's special. There's something about it.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
The RCMP in Alberta are looking for a hot tub thief. Somebody stole 7 hot tubs from a factory just 70 kilometers southwest of Edmonton.
Like, where are you going?
Well, that's the thing. And I guess somebody just, like, rolled up in the transport truck and they're like, yeah, I'm here for the 7 hot tubs. And they just load them on. Now he's coming.
You know when those guys are, like, rolling around parking lots with equipment, like stereo equipment, and they, like, in mall parking lots, and they'll be like, hey, yeah, I just got a great deal on this, whatever, you want to buy it? And you know it's hot.
Yeah.
Can you do that with a...
Oh, for sure. Yeah, there's definitely a market for I'm
for
sure.
Hot tubs?
For black market hot tubs?
Listen, there's a market for a lot of things, and I bet hot tubs is one of those.
You can sell feet pics online. I'm sure you could sell hot tubs that you stole.
Sure.
True.
Yeah, the logic stands. How's this for a provocative headline? A former housekeeper has alleged that Ellen DeGeneres takes pleasure in firing people and is, quote, the worst person I've ever met in my life. So Page Six is reporting Ellen would set traps for people that worked for her. Like, of course, there's all these allegations of the toxic workplace, which addressed, and she has her new season coming out next week or the week after, where she's going to talk about these allegations.
Yeah, she said she's going to address them, so that's good.
Yeah, a former ex-housekeeper said that she would have tremendous anxiety working there, and that, like, when Ellen would walk in the room, he didn't make eye contact, and that she would lay traps, like leave a stray match around to make sure that her home was thoroughly cleaned. So her people say this is not true, so we're just going to wait and see on that one, but the story, man, just won't go away. Doug Ford says Halloween makes him nervous. And asks you not to trick or treat. I just like that part of the story.
Yeah. Just in general, or?
Yeah, exactly. He's like, I just don't like the masks. I just don't get it.
Yeah. Me too, Doug. Me too.
He said, if you look back a month and a half ago where we were below 100 cases and now it's almost spiked up to double. So let's play it by ear and see what happens over the next month or month and a half. He added that Halloween just makes him nervous with the kids going door to door and said, quote, I prefer not to, but it would be a shame.
Can I just say that I love Doug Ford's game right now, which is like he's going to say how he feels.
Yeah.
Which he's like, I feel like people should stop smoking weed and having huge house parties in Brampton. He's like, Halloween makes me scared. Like, he's not actually making any rules, but he's like, this is the way I'm feeling in my gut.
I don't think anybody's really going to go trick-or-treating anyway.
No, and you shouldn't. No. You shouldn't. You know, I mean, if you
I don't think it's something you got to worry about. No. Like, there would be very few people that would open their doors to that. And it's just, you know, at a certain point, it's sort of like, even if you're one of those people that's like, yeah, this is not a big deal, which, by the way, it is. I think you have to kind of look at things and go, let's read the room.
Yeah.
If I can take the temperature of the room.
Yeah.
This is not the year. And you know what? There will be next year for kids.
It's true.
And you can have some fun some other way.
It's like making offensive jokes in the workplace, right? They might not offend you, but they offend other people. And that's why you don't say them.
Also, that's right, TJ.
I'm learning.
Yeah, tell us about that, TJ.
Yeah, TJ.
What course have you been taking online? Because you have to.
I have had to take a couple online courses.
Okay.
And I'm a changed person.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So, short-term rentals. The bane of every apartment renter's existence. Because, basically, it's one of the reasons why rents in the city were going up so fast.
Yeah.
And now after the pandemic, now we're still during the pandemic, because of the pandemic, I guess, the rents have gone down significantly. Like, I think price of a one-bedroom or two-bedroom has gone down $300-$400 a month.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
And yeah, dropping consistently.
Still super high, but...
Yeah, still ridiculous, but it's still dropping consistently every month.
And part of that is just lack of inventory. Mm-hmm. And the reason for that is a lot of people are just putting their condos and some of the, you know, the extra rooms in their house, their basement apartments, on Airbnb. So the city now wants to license your short-term rental. So if you've got one of these things, it's considered basically if you rent it out for less than 28 consecutive days.
Okay.
So meaning that if somebody's in there for less than 28 days regularly, that means that then you have to register with the city. It costs you $50. And the city wants to keep tabs on this.
Which is fair, but I feel like they've been trying to regulate this in, like, various ways for so long. And, like, this is just another form of regulation. It won't necessarily work. It's a good idea, though.
You gotta try, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, every condo building you go into has a little sign in the elevator against short-term rentals.
Yeah.
Yet if you go on one of those websites, you will find, like, five or six in your building. And if people aren't afraid of the condo board evicting them, I don't think they're going to be afraid of the city, especially when it's just a $50 registration fee.
The thing is with the condo boards is they can't do anything.
Yeah.
No.
If you own the condo, they can say, hey, stop it. That's it.
See, I didn't know that. As a renter, I always thought that the condo board were basically God.
No.
And they could do whatever they wanted.
No.
So
you could get
make you think that, but
you can get as many noise complaints as you want. You're not getting kicked out.
Why have I been so quiet all these years?
I know. Well, the thing is that right now, the especially because of the pandemic, they're saying, like, we're not going to let anyone get evicted.
Yeah.
Well, so you, in the past, if you got enough noise complaints, you could be served and could be kicked out. Not the case anymore. So these condo boards are like, hey, we're going to write you a letter. It's going to be a strongly worded letter.
Yeah.
You will get some dirty looks in the hallway, let me tell you what, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Don't you dare put your bike on your balcony.
No barbecues in here, sir.
I once put a welcome mat outside of my, like a Christmas welcome mat,
nope,
and I got an
happening.
Email from the condo board saying, this is a fire hazard.
Yeah.
Because if there was a fire, someone might trip. And I was like, okay, I'll get rid of it. So
look where you're running.
Exactly. <Yeah. laughs> Hey, man, if you're not going to make it out...
Adam,
I'm kidding.
I didn't say that.
You almost did.
You trip over it, you'll see like Merry Christmas, and you'll be like, ah, that's nice.
Nice send off.
Virgin Mornings.
Confessions.
And in honor of school starting eventually, because it's been pushed back again next week, hopefully it starts on time. Because I know everybody wants to sort of get back to something normal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Safely.
We're all looking for a reason to put pants on in the morning, aren't
That's
we?
Right, yeah. Honestly, yeah. Yes.
I gotta tell you, it feels pretty great.
So, we're taking your school confessions to 9999 for the next couple weeks. Haley, text secret to 9999. This isn't my confession, but it is school related. My dad forged his wage to get me into a private school uptown when I was in high school. We definitely wouldn't have qualified for it if he didn't do it, and my family scraped to pay for
it. Oh, whoa.
I'm thankful every day that he did because I love my high school, and now I'm in third year of engineering at U of T.
Badass dad right there. I love that.
That's, you know, that is sacrifice. That's amazing.
Yeah, that's so sweet.
I love that. I love that. It's rare on confessions that you're going to walk away going,
Normally we're like, oh.
This is the wrong segment, guys.
And I can tell you that later on in the segment, Jax will have her school confession, and it will not make you feel that way.
No, she burned her school down.
No, TJ!
She did.
That's a good tease. Leah texted us from Oshawa. I had 4 online lectures yesterday, and I muted all of them to watch The Great Canadian Baking Show. Is the Great Canadian Baking Show that good?
It's incredible.
Is it?
It is so...
Okay, what's the premise? Show me, like, how does it work?
Okay, so you, like, they give you limited resources, there's baking stations, and it's like a spinoff of the UK version, right? So if you've ever seen that.
No. Is there a race against the clock, too?
What's that? The race against the clock.
I love
a good
race against the clock.
Mounting pressure. You have, limited resources. You want to be creative. There's all, like, these categories that you kind of have to tick off. It's incredible. I don't even bake, and I'm, like, addicted to it.
Is Guy Fieri in it?
No.
Losing interest.
Okay.
Andrew from Oakville. Texted secret to 9999. Someone's bag of chips once got stuck coming out of the vending machine, and I thought I'd be a big badass and get it unstuck. I smashed my shoulder right through the glass.
Oh, my God.
Had to go to the hospital and get stitches. There was blood and glass everywhere, and my school never replaced the vending machine.
That's really aggressive.
You're also that guy for the rest of school.
Yeah, you're
the guy that broke.
You gotta have a shoulder to put it through that glass.
Like, hey, it's me. I'm coming through.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna bruise hearing that story.
Damn,
the bruiser.
Jax, time for yours.
As you know, I had a complicated childhood and a complicated teenagehood. And I was a bit of a rebel when I was a teenager. So I used to smoke weed out of the window at school.
Oh, sure. Really?
In grade 8, like all.
Grade 8? Wow.
I mean, grade 12. No, I was wild. Yeah, like grade 8 or grade 9. I was in junior high, which is different in Nova Scotia. And, like, I did it all the time. I was just puffing away.
Just smoking weed in the school as, like, a 13-year-old?
It gets worse. And I used to do it all the time. And, like, you know when you're like, I should stop doing this because, like, I don't want to jinx it? Should have done that. So Caledonia Junior High, where I went to school, they were noticing that someone was doing that, and the police came.
Mm.
And
as they do.
And what happened?
When you're smoking illegal substances on school
like,
property?
Well, like, obviously that looked cooked. Like, I was like... So I was like, oh, no, the fear. So I went home, and I...
You just left?
I just left. Well, I went home sick, and they were like, we know you're high, but they can't do anything about it, right? And somebody else definitely caught the fall for it. And
Who
was it? I don't remember their name. I think it was like Kenneth.
I'm sure they remember yours.
They were probably smoking too.
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh. I've ruined his life.
How guilty do you feel right now?
I mean, even more guilty now that you're both looking me dead in my eyes.
Somebody took the fall for you smoking weed out the window.
It was a good J.
You
know,
right now.
We preach morals and
stop it.
Yeah, you know, how about you just the karma bus? Right?
Yeah, exactly. Beep, beep.
No, here comes beep, beep.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
The Toronto sign at Nathan Phillips Square has disappeared. Ooh. Oh no, where did it go?
Don't do this. to me.
It still exists. The Toronto sign has been deconstructed and is going to be replaced next week with a more durable version. So initially, this was built as something that was going to be temporary for the 2015 Toronto Pan American and Pan American Games. But then everyone really liked it, so they're like, all right, let's keep it. And they've been taking good care of it ever since. So it was only supposed to be up for a couple weeks, but obviously it's a huge tourist piece, so they're replacing it. Some people are upset about how much it costs, but let's be honest.
It's beautiful.
Looks good on the gram, so who cares?
Well, and the thing is once the pandemic's over and tourism returns, yeah. It's one of the most photographed spots in the city.
Yeah.
And that sign that they had to keep for the last 5 years, the repair costs were insane.
Yeah.
It was temporary. Yeah. Like, it was not supposed to be there. It was not supposed to last the winter. It was rusting. I remember...
You guys ever sat on it? Sorry.
You're not supposed to.
No, it's
definitely not supposed
to. Well, like, people sit on it to take photos all the time.
Yeah. People or you?
Well, it's quite thin.
Oh, yeah. And it was up close, it was gross. Like, it needed... Because it's not supposed to be outside that long. Like, I don't know. I'm glad they're replacing it.
Yeah. I'm glad it's staying. Like, it's going
to
be sweet.
Because what other reason was there to go to Nathan Phillips Square before that, except for, like, skating in the winter and the occasional market?
The hot dog stand.
Chasing pigeons.
No, thanks. That's not my hobby, but...
Okay. Never had a good pigeon chase?
Are you guys pigeon chasers?
Yeah.
So you were lost animals.
Remember this?
How dare you?
Remember the safe zone we used to have, TJ? Let's get out of here.
Yeah. Man, I thought this was a show with no judgment.
Okay.
The top baby names of the year were just revealed, and Keanu was near the top. Oh,
yes.
We love some Keanu Reeves. Among the most popular names of the year, Olivia leads the pack for girls, topping Emma, who is now number two and had reigned supreme for the last 5 years. Also on the list, Ava, Sophia, and Isabella for boys. Liam tops the boys list for a third year in a row. Noah, Oliver, William, and Elijah on there as well. And this is interesting. The name Karen is dropping fast in popularity, dropping from the 637th most popular name from girls in 2018 to the 660th. That is the lowest ranking it's had since 1929. What does the 660th most popular name look like? Well, in America, only 438 newborn girls were named Karen last year.
I have never met a baby Karen before.
Bet they're cute.
Bet they are.
Bet they're busy talking to managers.
I don't know about that.
I'm just
TJ.
Because of the internet, that's why it's funny. Dollarama stores are already selling Christmas decorations, and if you just walk in a store and look down an aisle, you'll probably be like, why are they doing this? But it happens every year.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. This is probably the earliest they've done it.
I love the September, this is too early post every year.
Yeah.
Like, I have
a
friend that does the same post every year in about September.
What?
September 3rd.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, you know, because Canadian Tire is also switching over. They get their Christmas section up. But it's like, what did you expect?
Yeah,
this happens every year.
Well, I'm still surprised.
I'm still upset about it.
And you know what? We were chatting about this earlier, but like, we sass Dollarama, the dollar store, but when has the dollar store never given us A, hope for the future, and B, everything we need well priced?
They're dreamers at Dollarama. Yeah. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
We may not lose Sneaky D's after all.
Yay.
So the building that it's in as a part of the block that was supposed to be redeveloped, John Tory was on CP24 yesterday, and I guess they asked him about it, and they're like, what's the deal here? Like, are we going to lose this restaurant? It's a landmark downtown. Landmark. John Tory said, I don't want to lose it either, and I don't think we will. He's like, these things tend to take a long time. Like, what you don't realize is that the approval process for a condo is, it can be 3 or 4 years, right? So it's a long, long time. However, even if we don't lose it now, it's possible that you lose the location in the future. And my question is, can you move it? As in, I know that it's really the only thing on that corner that's really worth going to. That part of
Bathurst Boulevard.
Yeah, like there's other stuff
or
there.
College, sorry.
Yeah, but like that particular corner Sneaks is on. There's not much going on at that particular intersection. If you keep going, there's things it sort of picks up in Little Italy, and it's awesome down there. But I'm wondering, can you take the booths? Can you take the graffiti in the bathroom? Can you move all that stuff potentially and like make it as a part of the artistic dynamic of a new space eventually?
Well, little fact over here, little Jack's fact. They've already moved it once.
Have they?
Yeah.
What?
It originally opened in 1987 across from Honest Ed's.
Really?
Yeah, right where that coffee shop is.
So they have moved it, so it's not a big deal.
So they have moved it, but it was only they were open for like 2 or 3 years. And then they moved in 1990, and they've been on Bathurst and Bloor ever since. So like, they can't do it again. They can't do it again.
No.
No. And the scent. You can't move the scent again.
Can you physically move it? Yes. But can you move the vibe? No. You can never move the vibe.
I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah, I have that on a coffee mug. You can buy them on my website.
You think you can move the vibe?
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Before we get into this, I need you to know that this idea came from Jax specifically. You know, we all contribute to the show equally, actually. We share a Google Doc. We're like, hey, what about this idea? What about this idea? Jax came up with this one. And when I read it to you, you're going to be like, yeah, I can see it.
That sounds about right.
Fill in the blank.
Stop it.
The best thing that this weird ass summer gave me is, slash, the thing I learned from my COVID summer is.
Well, I just think it's important that we look at the silver lining, and like, we've all picked up some weird and fun and, yeah, really unique habits this summer that maybe we'll want to carry into the fall. So it's like a nice way to look at it.
Well, it was your idea. So what did you pick up besides a girlfriend?
Yeah. Jack's in a very serious long-term relationship now.
Stop.
She's basically engaged.
I swear to God.
Should have been yet.
No, TJ, I'm not you. I don't move in girls.
Oh, no,
right,
don't deflect.
Okay,
I have been waiting since 5:30 this morning to say that.
Anyways. Razz me all summer.
Jack's learned she's in love.
Stop it. Stop it. Okay, so I've been very vocal about my gardening all summer long. And obviously, we live in Canada. I can't garden this winter. But I wanted to, like, because it's become, having those habits and, like, nurturing something has become really important to me. So I want to kind of do that in my home. I want to pick up some home improvement projects. And I've never been a handy gal. I've never been that person. I get frustrated. I don't have patience. And patience has been something, I think that's kind of a broader thing that I've been really working on through the pandemic. So I want to take patience into my, you know, inside renovations now. So,
well, nurturing and patience, really great in relationships as well.
Stop.
Which is great because Jax
has
a girlfriend.
It's a really great thing to have in a partner,
God.
Which luckily you
I'm never telling you a secret again.
Crazy. What
stress me out.
Yeah.
TJ.
It's a big secret.
Damn it.
I think the thing that I learned about myself is that Jax has a girlfriend.
Oh my God, I swear to God. Guys.
No, I now believe that Jax can love again, which is nice.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
So I learned, and this is going to be somewhat of a dramatic right turn for who I am as a person.
Mm-hmm.
I love going to parks. I love sitting
wild for
in
you.
The
park.
So my girlfriend Val is an outdoorsy gal. She's always wants to do stuff outside. Yeah. And I love hanging out with Val, and I love doing things with Val. Mm-hmm. So Val got me going to parks, and I'm all about it now. We go to the park. We might have a little drink. We'll bring some meats, some cheeses, some fruit, some veg. We'll sit out there for
hours. One
could
call that charcuterie.
Mm-hmm. One could, but I couldn't pronounce the word, so I didn't. And we sit out there on a blanket and, well, now my sweet chairs. And we play Uno. And then I have a tantrum because she beats me in Uno. And then I convince her to keep playing Uno with me again.
It's adorable that you guys are already 85 together.
I know.
It's great.
Val and I are very adorable.
I love that.
Further proof that you do move quicker than most lesbians.
That's true. Adam Wilde.
Okay, so for me, and we want your answers, by the way, 999-999 to text or 416-872-9999. Obviously, it's the first summer in a very long time I've been single. And you might think that, oh, this is going to be about dating. But it's not. It's actually rediscovering sort of who you are on your own.
Yeah.
And that's a major thing. Like, it's sort of you look at yourself in a partnership for so long that when you're not, it's sort of like you actually have to sit on your couch by yourself on a Friday night when, especially during a pandemic, there's no going out, and you're going, what do I do? What do I like?
What do I like? What are my hobbies? I bet.
100%. So I think that's been, for me, it's sort of that, and again, you can't go see movies.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of clubs. Like, bars are open, but they weren't for a long time. So I think, for me, it's been a discovery of, like, who are you at 32?
Yeah.
This is going to sound like a dark question, but it's not. Are you cool with the silence yet? Like, I've just...
Yes.
Somebody once told me that being single and being okay with it is the idea that you can go home after work on a Friday and acknowledging that you won't talk to another person until maybe Monday afternoon. Yeah.
I'll tell you the only thing I struggle with. The only thing I struggle with, and this is going to sound ridiculous, I struggle with watching sports, Leafs, Raptors, on my own because I get so anxious and it's just me and the dogs.
Really?
And Everly's in bed or she's with her mom and like I'm just sitting there going, I'm just wound. And then the dogs are wound and there's no one to unwind.
Yeah.
So that's the only thing that I've otherwise I'm good with silence. I'm also an only child, so it's sort of cheating.
You're probably used to that.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to come and egg your house and really stir it up.
That's really mean. That's very mean.
That is really
especially
mean.
For someone with a girlfriend. What would your girlfriend say?
Yeah. What would your girlfriend
say? I'm so uncomfortable. Like, I'm hot.
416-872-9999 999 999 text. You're hot. Well, your girlfriend might say so too.
Yeah.
So
I'm going to sue both of you.
Love this.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Bit of a reflection mood because it's sort of the... I mean, it's not the last Friday of summer technically, but it's sort of, you know,
it feels like it.
So, what did you learn about yourself this pandemic summer? TJ, text messages at 99999.
First off, I think this text speaks for a big portion of the public from the 905. Something I've learned about myself over this pandemic is I can drink pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Text from the 905, I started doing diamond paintings. I didn't know what that was.
What?
So I followed up. Does that mean you paint with diamonds? And no, it's like a paint by numbers, but you place diamonds on each square.
Sick. That's super cool.
That sounds pretty neat.
Yeah.
Another one from the 705 defending Jax. Jax, do not let them tease them. We were teasing Jax because she has a girlfriend, of course, Adam.
Jax, no, you have a girlfriend?
I swear to God, I will leave the show. And then you will buy me breakfast afterwards.
But you wouldn't leave your girlfriend.
And just for context, I've been hanging out with a girl all summer. These boys have been saying, put a name on it, put a name on it. And I finally did.
They liked it. She put a name on
it. Oh, my God.
If you like her, then she was with a name on it.
What's the text?
Hey, what else is up, TJ?
Jax, don't let them tease you. It was a great question. What I learned this summer is how to not constantly spend money on things that I probably don't need at HomeSense. Helps the bank account.
A lot of live, laugh, love posters did not get sold.
I am purposely not going to the Duffer Mall today because I know the HomeSense just got new stock, and I have no business in there.
The fall stuff for the big signs that say gather that go over your kitchen table.
Mm. Harvest.
Another one of the 905 plants. I went from killing a cactus to having 50 houseplants and being able to keep them all alive.
We got Danny on the phone. What about you, Danny?
That I can survive 6 months being alone most of the time. And actually not hate it. But I'm fearful that I might not want to hang out with many people when it's over.
Oh, so you're enjoying it.
Do I have a choice? No, I'm enjoying it.
What has been the number one activity that you've been doing?
Reading, which I, as a retired school principal, hate to admit, I hate reading. I've hated reading my entire life.
Really?
I've read 9 books.
That's why you guys always put on movies.
I've read 9 books, and people that know me are like, you're the guy that brings one book on 9 trips and has never finished.
So tell us, what's the best book you read this summer?
I read this great book about a Canadian guy who traveled thousands of kilometers alone in the Arctic.
Why do all Canadian books start with someone being alone in the Arctic?
I know. You know what? I'm a hiker, and it's like, I'm living alone, and I'm reading about a guy traveling alone.
You're reading, you're like, man, that guy sounds lonely.
It was lonelier than me. You need to go buy a canoe.
I love you. Thank you so much for calling. You're so much fun.
You're amazing. Please, Danny, call anytime, all right?
All right, bye.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Want to hear a provocative headline? A former housekeeper is alleging that Ellen DeGeneres takes pleasure in firing people and is, quote, the worst person I've ever met in my life, end quote.
Just keep going.
This is according to Page Six. There's reports out there, and this person goes on to say that Ellen does things like set traps to try and catch people. Like, she would lay a stray match and make sure her home was cleaned thoroughly enough. And the housekeepers were, like, scared to make eye contact with Ellen because she took such joy in letting them go. Now, these are just reports. And obviously, when her show comes back, she's already made an announcement that she is going to address these allegations. But, man, these just won't go away. Keep an eye on it. Jax, you want to weigh in?
No, you just keep keeping your eye on it, Teach.
Okay. The RCMP in Alberta are looking for a hot tub thief because somebody stole 7 hot tubs from a factory 70 kilometers southwest of Edmonton. Apparently, someone showed up in a transport truck and they just pulled in. They were like, oh, yeah, I'm here for the 7 hot tubs. And then they load them in and drove away. And now, if you go in Kijiji and look for hot tubs, you might be getting a stolen hot tub, my friend.
You thought I was bad for stealing pallets. Could be worse.
I think pallets are worse.
Well,
illegal is illegal, they say. Okay.
Doug Ford says Halloween makes him nervous. Get in line. And asks you not to trick or treat. He said, if you look back a month and a half ago when they were below 100, and now it's almost spiked up to double. So let's play it by ear and see what happens over the next month or month and a half. He added that it just makes him nervous with the kids going door to door, and I prefer not to, but it would be a shame. I think that's what everyone feels like. It's like, we don't want it to have to come to that, but it might have to come to that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.